Sarah Sewell is Under Secretary of State for Civilian Security, Democracy, and Human Rights. She visited Nigeria last week, and yesterday she testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee about U.S. efforts to help find and rescue those girls in Nigeria. The U.S. has committed, Secretary Sewell, a small number of troops and an unmanned Predator drone to neighboring Chad. There are American advisors in Nigeria giving expertise in everything from intelligence to hostage negotiations. But we were just told by a Nigerian activist that even if the girls are found, the dysfunction in Nigeria's government, its military, and its economy will remain, and so will the threat of Boko Haram. How do you respond to that?
Well, I couldn't agree more. You know, the tragedy of the hostage-taking in this most recent incident with the schoolgirls in Chibok is just one of many horrific incidents that have been occurring. And assuming that we are able to assist the Nigerians in bringing the girls home safely, the threat of Boko Haram will still exist, and it's a very serious challenge.
So you're pushing Nigeria on this, but what actually is the U.S. doing to kind of make sure that Boko Haram doesn't pull off any more kidnappings?
What we're doing is working with the Nigerian government. So, for example, we help them with capacity to find and trace the source of IEDs. We help them with forensic capacity. We help them with military training. We are helping them enhance their special forces units. We're helping them build a new Ranger battalion. We're helping them do a variety of things that will be very important for the long-term struggle against this really heinous insurgent group.
We're getting these reports of insubordination among Nigerian troops deployed in the Northeast in the search for these girls. Is that making it difficult for the U.S. to actually help Nigeria?
Well, our role right now is really locating the girls, and that's why we've sent this interdisciplinary team to Abuja, and that's why we've sent folks to Chad to help with the intelligence and surveillance and reconnaissance mechanisms that hopefully will allow us to pinpoint the location or locations of the hostages. For the Nigerians, the next challenge will then be their decision about how to secure their safe return.
The U.S. has been flying manned surveillance flights around northeast Nigeria, as well as the drone flights. That's from aircraft based in Niger. But I've also read that the U.S. is only sharing limited information from these flights with Nigeria. Why is that?
Well, we are sharing the information that we think is relevant to the search for the girls. So I'm confident that we're doing everything that we can to assist in the goal that we sent our team there to assist with.
If there is other information about Boko Haram, wouldn't that be relevant for Nigeria's own kind of continued fight against this group?
You know, broader intelligence sharing is something that we can pursue after the crisis is over. I think that's a separate question that we'll have to engage and answer. I think right now, anything that's relevant to Boko Haram and relevant to the captured hostages is the first and foremost priority of sharing with the Nigerians.
We're also getting other reports about the Nigerian military that they've been burning houses. There have been extrajudicial killings and the detention of women and children of those suspected of being linked to Boko Haram. Has the United States addressed these concerns with the Nigerian government?
We've raised concerns about the behavior of Nigerian military forces for many years. It's been an ongoing topic of discussion. And we continue to urge the Nigerians both to investigate any allegations of such abuses and to hold people accountable. It is not the strength of the Nigerian military to do either of those things at this point in time, and it is something that we are consistently pressing them to do because, as we point out to them, not only is it absolutely required under international humanitarian law, and not only is it the right thing to do as a matter of military professionalism, but it's absolutely essential in terms of the long-term struggle against any terrorist or insurgent group, that you protect the civilians in the area rather than harm them.
Now, in the case of the hunt for Joseph Kony of the Lord's Resistance Army, 300 U.S. troops have been spread out in Uganda, DR Congo, South Sudan, Central African Republic. Why isn't the Obama administration committing the same resources for several hundred girls and fighting Boko Haram?
Both cases, the terrorist-slash-insurgent groups are heinous, and so I'm not going to try to explore any moral equivalency or contest between the two. But clearly in the case of the hunt for the Lord's Resistance Army, that is something that has been requested by the states involved. They are, in fact, leading that charge, and the U.S. is in a support and coordination role. Right now, we are supporting the Nigerians in their effort to find their citizens and free their schoolgirls. And if and when the Nigerians ask for different kinds of assistance, that will be a separate conversation.
Sarah Sewell, Undersecretary of State for Civilian Security, Democracy, and Human Rights at the State Department. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me with you.